Ask someone to start listing their favorite movies, and it won't be too long before you begin naming films starring actress Meg Ryan. Courage Under Fire, Joe Versus the Volcano, Sleepless in Seattle, When Harry Met Sally, When a Man Loves a Woman, You've Got Mail, the list goes on. She's an actress, producer, and director, and this month she's the special guest of the 2019 Sun Valley Film Festival. Meg Ryan talked with Weekend Edition host George Prentice about some of her favorite films, past and present, and why she loves the opportunity to interact with her fans.
Hi, George. Hi, everybody.
A film festival is one of those rare opportunities for people to talk about the films that touched their lives. Can I ask, what are some of the first movies that you can remember seeing as a young woman that touched your life?
Wow. You know, truly, the very first movie that I remember going out to the movie theater to see was The Poseidon Adventure. But the movies I really liked watching were the ones that were on in, I grew up in Connecticut, so the ones I loved watching were what was called the 4:30 movie. They played like Carol Lombard movies and Katharine Hepburn movies and Clark Gable and Cary Grant. And
Jimmy Stewart and Jean Arthur.
All the greats.
Do you see many contemporary films?
Sure, yeah.
What are some of the new movies that resonated with you, say, over the last year?
I loved Roma. I loved that movie. I felt like Alfonso did such a beautiful thing, that movie. He made such a beautiful gesture about seeing things from a different point of view and how that creates empathy. And I feel like that was what that film was most deeply about. You know, yes, it was these memories that he had, but really the act of seeing anything from an alternate point of view other than your own.
Do you have any opinion on the debate over how we see movies now, whether it's in a cinema or on our smartphone?
I don't think we're going to be going backwards. I think I love seeing them on a big screen, and I love it. For a long time, entertainment has adapted to different delivery systems, and I think the same thing is happening, and it won't be long before somebody makes a movie on their smartphone that wins the Academy Award. I feel like it's all opportunity. And as many ways as you can deliver human, fun, you know, moving stories, we all need them, and however we get them, I can't really put down just, watching a movie on a smaller screen versus a bigger screen, because there's times where I've done that, and I wouldn't have seen the movie otherwise.
Next month, I see that Turner Classic Movies is going to host it's hard to believe this, a 30th anniversary celebration of When Harry Met Sally. That's rather stunning. Can I assume that you're looking forward to that reunion?
Yeah, I am. It's always fun to talk to, I think Billy and Rob are both going to be there, so it's always fun to see them.
And urban legend has it that that famous scene in The Delicatessen?
Oh. Ooh.
Are you okay?
That scene was the result of what came out of rehearsal?
You know, we had a really terrific rehearsal process on that movie. We had like 2 or 3 weeks where we just talked. What came out of that was Sally was such a behaviorally funny person. She got her laughs from how she, her behavior. And that it just felt natural to me that she would, not natural, but she, and it logical to me that she would not talk about that, but do it. And it was so great because characters are often best when they're revealed when you do the opposite of what they what you expect them to, and so it just worked.
I'll have what she's having.
I'm assuming that you like or love the opportunity to interact with fans at a unique opportunity like this.
The whole magic of this craft is that you can't do it alone. You know, it's 100, 200 people, however many people making a movie, you all need each other. The fact that you make it for a community of people, hopefully all sitting together in a theater, it's just this perfect bookend to the intention of doing it together, right? So, yes, I think that that film festivals like your Sun Valley one are so important to kind of feel how the, not just critics or not just LA and New York think about a film, but how people really feel about it and those filmmakers. So I look forward to the opportunity.
Meg Ryan will be honored with the Vision Award at the 2019 edition of the Sun Valley Film Festival. Meg, thank you so much. Safe travels. We look forward to seeing you in Sun Valley.
All right. Thank you, George.
The Sun Valley Film Festival runs Wednesday, March 13th through Sunday, March 17th. You can learn more at sunvalleyfilmfestival.org.